Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pesach, Tavshanayin Vav. The Gemara tells us in Saita, the famous Gemara, which is connected to our Parsha, Parshas Pesach, V'kashal Zavgam Kikriyas Yamsuf. Kavayachol, it's difficult for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to make Shiduchim, as it was difficult for him to split the Yamsuf. A similar Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yuchesim and Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Kashim is a nice shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsuf. That it is difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide parnasa for somebody as it was to split the Yamsuf. As the famous Kasha, all of the Mefarshim ask, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with His word, with His dibur, with nothing else. It was not hard for Him. And certainly to do the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf was not difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the least bit. And to provide parnasa for a person, we know, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not difficult. Maybe for man it is very difficult, as we know. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it certainly is not a test. It's certainly not something which comes with difficulty. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? Question number one. And question number two, is there a connection between the two Gemaras? Why is the difficulty of parnasa and the difficulty of Shidduchim both compared to Kriyas Yamsuf? The Al-Sheikh in Parshas Bo gives a very interesting answer. We know that a person is judged for Parnassah for the rest of the year on Rosh Hashanah. We also know that it is the nature of a person that when it comes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yom Neroim, he becomes a different person. As we know, the Nabi tells us, Dirshu Hashem b'matzai k'ra'u b'yosei k'arav, that there's a mitzvah of tshuva in Elul and Yaseir Simei tshuva. Of course, if a person takes advantage of those days, and he does tshuva, he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a different person than he is the rest of the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabayachol, looks at him and says, oh, I see you want to become a better person. You want to do the right thing. Of course, you want to do the right things with your money, give tzedakah, do chesed, all the good things that a person can do with his money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a favorable gzar din for parnasa. What happens during the rest of the year? Person Le'Aleinu, we know, Nebuch, reverts to his old ways. He doesn't keep that inspiration and enthusiasm that he had from the Yom Neroim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I promised I'm going to give you so much such and such parnasa, I can't go back on my word. So Kasha Mizaynesha Shal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabayachal has to look for a schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look for a reason to continue the favorable Gzar Din, to continue and give that parnasa that he had promised Rosh Hashanah. If one takes a look at the Gemara in Saita there, a few lines earlier, the Gemara says, "Ki have a pasach Reish Lakish b'Saita." When Reish Lakish would start learning the Masechta of Saita, Amar Hachi, he said the following: "Em mezavgan le'adam isha el lefi ma'isav." A person only gets his basher. The person only gets his shidduch commensurate to his actions, to what he is. We know that this means, the Gemara tells us afterwards, that it means as if ksheni. But nonetheless, shidduchim is compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. And the pshat of the Gemara is that wherever a person is holding, that's the shidduch he's going to get. If he's not holding in the proper place, it's going to be much more difficult for him to get his proper shidduch. That might be the connection, we can say, and that is what Al-Sheikh says, between kashal azavgam kikriyas yamsuf and kashal mezanesu shal adam kikriyas yamsuf. That both things, a person starts out in a good place and sometimes ends up in not such a good place. And there, the challenge, kabayachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to make it right and to give him what he was supposed to get from the beginning. And that's kasha, that's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, kabayachol. What does this have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? So we know the Medrash tells us that when the Bnei Yisrael came to Yamsuf, the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Taina, Halol Avodah Zarah, Halol Avodah Zarah. Why do you want to let them split the sea? Why would you let the sea split for the Bnei Yisrael? They're Avodah Zarah just like the Mitzrayim. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained, said to them that he promised Avram Avinu that he would let the Bnei Yisrael out, and he made a t'nai with the Mayim. He made a condition with the Yamsuf during Shesh Yismei Bereshis that they will split when the Bnei Yisrael will come after they leave Egypt to go up to Eretz Yisrael, that the water again will split. There's a very nice remez to this. We say in Tehillim, Noisen Lechem L'chol Basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Parnasa, he gives food to eat to everyone, even Mishayim. And we know that the Gemara tells us in Tainus that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the key to Geshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that has the key to Parnasa. The Malachim don't have it. And based on what we're saying now, it's very good. Because if the Malachim would have the Kita Parnasa, they would decide that no one should get Parnasa, no one should have any money. Because since there is no such thing as a righteous person that hasn't at least done one sin, so it would be subjected to the decisions and the judgment of the Malachim, and who knows what they would decide. So therefore, it's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Parnasa and Shidduchim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. A guten Shabbos.